All right, so I might as well record some while I'm driving from another city. Renewing the mind is everything, in my opinion. In my personal opinion, renewing the mind is everything. And if you think about it, if you're not renewing your mind, you're stagnated. Why wouldn't a person want to renew their mind, knowing that there's unlimited knowledge inside God, in the spirit realm? Your mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Jesus said, the words I speak, they're spirit and life. So words are spirit, and in order for you to speak a word, you have to think it first. You have to think it first so before it becomes a word. And so a word is a spirit. Your mind is spirit. Your thoughts are spirit. And think about your thoughts, how fast they are. They're instantaneous. You can actually do stuff respond to stuff with your mind without even being able to know what you were thinking. It happens so fast. Your mind is faster than the flash. Probably faster than the speed of light. When you talk to somebody who has a great mind, you know it. You know it. Everybody has a great mind to a degree, but people who exercise that mind, it reveals itself. It has to. With YouTube and with all the free content and all the stuff online, I don't really see any way anybody can be ignorant. If somebody wants to be ignorant, it's because they choose to. There's just no way to stay ignorant with all the information that's out there. It just doesn't add up. The USA should be full of geniuses. I mean, they say that China has the most geniuses, but they have censorship. So we should have more geniuses than anybody in the whole world. Communication, communion, conversation, converse, together turn, iron sharpen an iron, rise up, grow up, upright, stand firm, stand upright. Use your brain, use your mind. It's a terrible thing to waste, right? The mind is a terrible thing to waste. You are what you eat, so you are what you think upon. As a man thinketh, so is he. You are what you think upon. Upon. Like a pond. A reflecting pond. You are what you think upon. If you got people around you who are trying to pull you into negative thinking and not have any kind of introspection, or if they're just always in drama and always in, I'm not talking about if people cause them drama, because there's most people who are intelligent, or it's not even that, it's just using your brain. Most people who are using their brains, people try to cause them drama to pull them out of it. The narcissist wants to pull you into a mindset of drama and chaos and trouble and turmoil, because if they can take away your peace, they can keep you from thinking. Because the reason they don't want you to think, because if you think too much, you see through them, you see their game. So they have to keep you all spinning out of control, you know, so you can't see past the game. I wish I'd have known this 20 years ago, 30 years ago, life would have been totally different. I had no idea that we didn't know. If you're 20 years old, you better study narcissists. You better learn narcissism, because they're everywhere, and it's becoming more rampant. Now they're learning how to be more sleek. They're learning how to be shapeshifters more and more. As you reveal the dark side has to get more wise to cover it up. They always have a new game, but once you expose it, they have to come up with a new game. There's only so many games they can do. Cognitive dissonance, gaslighting, future faking, diversion, reflecting it onto you, mirroring it back to you that you're the one. Guilt trips, putting you under guilt, shame, condemnation. I'm just trying to think of their games. It's hard to think like them, but this is, if you live it long enough, live around them long enough, you know the game. They try to put fear darts in you. Worry. They try to, what else do they try to do? See, they don't want you to meditate on what's really the overarching patterns. The biggest overarching pattern in your world is the sine wave. Not the biggest, but one of the biggest. There's like five big ones. Another big one is reciprocal. Everything's reciprocal in this reality. You give and you receive. In order to have friends, you got to be friendly. I'm going down the highway, so it's hard to write them down. But that, okay, so number one is everything is the sine wave, up and down in 3D. Now I'm talking 3D right now with the sine wave. Number two, there's always a wily coyote trying to capsize your ship, always. Number three, there's always an anti. There's always a fake. There's a true and there's a fake. Somebody was texting me that the other day. I don't even know if she understood that I talked about that 1,000 times or not, but yeah, that's true. There's always a true and there's always a fake. Overarching patterns, universal overarching patterns is a sacrificial redemptive system. There has to be sacrifice in order to do anything. You have to sacrifice some time, some energy, effort, meditation, contemplation, study, whatever you want to call it. The overarching patterns, if you can get them, I'm going to write them down. I'm going to write about 10 or 20 of them down. And if you can memorize these, you can see past the stock market crashes. You can see past the drama. You can see past everything. You can see past your fear and your worry. You can see past the whole shebang is revealed if you get these overarching patterns down pat. And memorize them and actually put them on your mirror every day. Put them on your mirror. When I get back to the house, I'm gonna write them down. Write the big ones down. When it comes to work, what's an overarching pattern with work? An overarching pattern is they just need some good people to work for them. Some honest people, some dependable people, some loyal people, some people they can count on. Just think about if you were running a business. You want somebody that's dependable, that's loyal, that will sacrifice when it's neat, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I'm going to write them down, and I'm going to put them probably underneath this. I think when I say probably, I shouldn't say probably, but my intention is to put them on this video. But if I forget, somebody has to remind me. The overarching patterns will destroy the mindset that's in time, because an overarching pattern is outside of time. And if you can think outside of time in every situation, you win. You've won the game, because the devil is stuck in time. People say, well, the devil can control time. That's because he's stuck in time. Time is befallen. It's the flesh mind. Time is flesh. That's why the sky is blue. Blue letter law. Those are under the law are under flesh. Time is just a birthing cycle, really. It's a training program. overarching patterns, sacrificial redemptive system. You give and you receive. There has to be a downward spiral, but there's also an upward spiral. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're going to just keep going down. If you keep going down, you need to ask yourself, why do I keep going down? You need to, if you can't rise up and overcome, there's a reason. Either you have people around you who are tearing you down, or you're tearing yourself down. If you don't have people around you, and usually most everybody that I've ever met has somebody in their world that's trying to tear them down. I had to cut them all off. They always come back, but you cut them off. Once you realize it was an agent, you cut them off. There's always a new agent that will show up on the scene, but you got to be wise about figuring it out. You got to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. Yeah, but Books, you're not gentle on these videos. I know. I'm giving you some hard medicine, but in the real world, I try to be gentle. I try to be nice and gentle. But this is hard medicine on this channel. It's going to heal you. Dr. Law's got to cut you to get you to Dr. Grace. If you got cancer, they got to cut it out, but they got to send you to a good doctor. So, you know, if I give a diagnosis for usually I'm talking to myself on a lot of stuff. If I give a diagnosis to myself, I need to find a diagnosis to heal it, you know. So if I'm speaking, if I say this is the problem, if you're doing this, it proves you're not healthy, but there is a solution. Jesus is the solution to get you healthy. Renewing your mind gets you healthy. Listening to channels that are motivational, hanging out or rubbing shoulders with people who are healthy. Or at least, is your heart towards it. The main thing is your heart. If you got a heart that says, I want to be healed, I want to be healthy, I want to be secure, I want to be stable, I want to be surrounded by healthy people, I want to be thinking right. If your heart is pointed towards that direction, then you're already, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of cycles before it happens. I'm never beating anybody up. I'm not condemning anybody. The people even who claim to be my enemy, I don't have any bad toward. I'd like to see them all get saved. And if they're saved and they're my enemy, what's wrong with them? I'd like to, they're being influenced by somebody. I don't know who. But I do know who. It's a legalist, probably. It's a box. It's some kind of box that they're in. If they're saved and they're my enemy, they are not thinking right, because they're not my enemy. If they're saved and I'm their enemy, something wrong with them, because they're not my enemy if they're saved, because the whole body of Christ is one. And if they're stuck in a box, it's on them. I can't stop them. I can't help them. God has to reveal it. Most people, they think America is a Christian nation. Yeah, there's a lot of good. Yeah, the law's based on the Old Testament. Yeah, that's good, because there's grace inside the law. There's a lot of good stuff. But the god of this world is the devil. And if you don't think the devil's running the red versus blue system, so you're not thinking right. There's always a Coke versus a Pepsi. There's always a red versus a blue. There's always a McDonald's versus a Burger King. There's always that red versus blue face-off. There's always a Redskin versus a Cowboys. There's always that red versus blue in this system. That's an overarching pattern that will not change until new heaven and new earth. Write that one down. There's an overarching pattern. Red versus blue. There's another pattern. There's the ultimate pattern. The ultimate motivation for all the patterns is together to get her. The man's chasing down that woman to be his wife. God is chasing down his church. to pull them out of Babylon. Hosea married Gomer to pull her out of prostitution, but she just, the pattern was too strong. She couldn't make it. Which was pointed to Israel. When God told Hosea to marry Gomer, he was doing an object lesson in 3D to show a spiritual truth to the nation of Israel that they were playing the harlot under every green tree. In the groves, they were worshiping demons and devils, and in the groves, out in the woods, they were out there worshiping demons, doing circles around trees and stuff. And it wasn't just the witches of that, it was the priest class. They all turned aside. Even look at Solomon. Solomon turned aside to idolatry. And if he's the wisest man to ever live, we got to be careful lest we fall into the same condemnation. And if you see somebody who's saved going that way, try to pull them out. But do it in a nice way, because if they're going that way, it's going to be hard for them to look in the mirror, you know. Especially if it's online, you might can hit them hard. But if you're dealing with them shoulder to shoulder, you have to be kind of nice about it, because you don't want to push somebody away. You want to restore people, restore, recycle, renew, regenerate. Reclaim the ground that they lost. You want them to reclaim the ground that they lost a long time ago, and the devil tricked them, the devil fooled them. Reclaim your inheritance. Reclaim your position. Reclaim your mind and your heart and your soul and your will and your emotions and your intellect. Emotions should never control you. You should control the emotions. Now, they might, the emotions might kick in without you, but if it's a good emotion, that's fine. But if it's a bad emotion, you need to control it. Like if you're going down the highway and you get road rage, that's a bad emotion. You need to bring that under subjection. You need to die daily, die to those things. Because the sine wave, in order to rise above and live above the mediocrity of reality, you've got to die daily. And that's true with anything in life. There's sacrifice. To rise up, you got to sacrifice. Die to your own understanding. Die to your own flesh mind and your own insanity. Everybody has some crazy thoughts at times. When those thoughts, that's not who you are. When those thoughts come in, just crucify them. Nail them to the pole. Nail them to the post. Nail that snake to the cross. Because that's all it is a snake. Your worst enemy, here's an overarching pattern. Your worst enemy is not outside, but within. Let me say it again. My mom told me this when I was like 17 or 18. I didn't understand it. It was true. Your worst enemy is not outside, but inside. When she said that, I was like, whoa, wow. I don't think I've ever heard many people say that in my lifetime. But your worst enemy is not outside, it's inside. But usually when somebody tells you that, you don't really know what that means at the time. What it really means is, when you're your own worst enemy, other people tend to be an enemy, not by choice, but by the reflection. When you become your best friend, then you have best friends. When you become your own best friend and do what's healthy, then you start to get other best friends in the reflecting pond called life. They'll just show up out of nowhere. It's like, where did you come from? How'd we become friends? How'd that happen? They just appeared out of nowhere, because you got your own self, right? things just appear out of nowhere if you get your heart right. You don't even have to do anything. You know, all these gurus talking about manifesting, you don't really have to do anything. Just get your heart right, and it's automatic. It just starts to happen. It's automatic. It's automatic. If you guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. Look up the word issue in the etymology. That which flows out. An issue. A flowing. What happens when a woman has an issue? The blood. Why does she have blood issue every 28 days? Why? She's birthing. So if you get your heart right, for out of it flow all the issues of life, it's going to birth in to your reality. It is what it is, people. I mean, I know that's hard to comprehend for some people, but I mean, it's so easy a child could understand it. If the Bible says, if you believe the Bible, and the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. In other words, don't get bitter, don't be in unforgiveness, don't be in hatred and anger and wrath and murder and all that stuff. Don't get road rage like I could have just had with this crazy person. Guard your heart with all diligence. Don't fall into the flesh mind. For out of it flow all the issues of life. So the flow, you want to get in the flow and you want to have a birthing in life, a positive birthing, get your heart right. Get your heart right and you won't have to manifest. It'll just be automatic. This is why the devil's trying to give you a hard heart, destroy your heart. This is why the narcissist Jezebels want to destroy your heart. They pretty much hate you. They hate themselves, so they hate you. They can talk, they can say love, 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 love all they want, but it's actually selfish hatred, hateful love, to be honest. If somebody's hateful towards you a lot, they might mess up a few times. But if somebody's always hateful towards you, there's a reason. I mean, you just gotta wake up. They can say they love you all day long, but if they're hateful, they don't love you. They can say it. If they show you bitterness, if they show you scorn, you can actually see the scornfulness in their body language. If somebody has a scornful body language micro expression, or even a macro expression, they hate you. The body language of scorn, just look it up. You can't deny it. You know when somebody's scornful by their body language. And if they do that, make sure you put a note somewhere and remind yourself, this person hates you. They have a scorn. They're scorners. They hate you. They hate the truth. They hate righteousness. A scorner is not on your team. That's all I can tell you. That's why they're scorners. They're actually their own worst enemy. It tells you in Psalm 1:1. Don't walk with the scorner, don't stand with the scorner, and don't sit with the scorner, lest you be like them. Bad company corrupts good character. Birds of a feather flock together. Your grandmother tried to tell you. Your grandmother tried to warn you. It's time to listen. It's time to start listening. If we start to disconnect from all these scorners, they will just crash and burn. They will actually hate each other. They will destroy themselves. If this is a message to any Republican, if you want to see the Democrats defeat themselves, don't let them lead your response. You lead, and they have to follow. And if you don't respond to their junk, they destroy. They have to fight with somebody, so they end up destroying themselves. Let the Democrats destroy themselves, because they will. If you don't give them, if you do the Grey Rock method to a Democrat or a Democrat agenda, and you just focus on the right agenda, they know they can't upset you, so they're going to find somebody they can get upset, and that's amongst themselves. They will destroy themselves. They always do. Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. Always. Unless you go in there and rescue him. You see, it's really simple. That's an overarching pattern. Just remember, Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. The psychopath always destroys themselves. Unless you rescue them.